Unit 14. Controlling Food Contamination. Discovering the prevalence of contamination. Does your food always have some contaminant in it? Short answer: absolutely. Never, ever will your food be 100% free of natural food contaminants. From the farm to the tableside, your food travels hundreds, perhaps thousands of miles, probably in the back of an 18-wheel rig in a crate for about 3 or 4 days, and is touched by many hands, all of which increase the chance that your food product will contain food contamination. Even if you grow your food in your own backyard and personally wash and prepare it yourself for consumption, you still can't completely avoid contaminants. Recognizing the risks contaminants pose to your health. Will you get sick from food contamination? Short answer: mostly not. After all, you eat contaminants every day. Slightly lengthier answer: whether food contaminants make you sick depends on how much of the contaminant you ingest, whether that contaminant is a microbe, virus, bacterium, parasite, and so on, and whether that microbe has toxic qualities. Taking steps to prevent contamination. Can you prevent contamination? Short answer: no. It's just too easy for contaminants to come into contact with your food. From harvest to table, a nearly infinite number of ways exist for hair, dirt, feces, or whatever to get on or in your food. Whether your food grows in a patch outside your back door or in a field in the middle of Iowa or Saskatchewan, travels from a local farmer's market, or in the back of a semi-tractor trailer going cross-country, is prepared by grandma, a fry cook, or a renowned chef at a famous bistro, is delivered to your table by waitstaff or your kids, or is exposed at any other point in this process, accidental contaminants can get into your food at any time. So, unless you can grow, transport, prepare, and deliver your food in an absolutely sterile environment, you can bet that you'll eat some contaminants each and every day of your life. Weird, right? So relax. You've been eating these things since you were an infant, and will continue to for the rest of your life. Avoiding cross-contamination. Cross-contamination occurs when food is exposed to microbes in the environment. It occurs when microbes and dirt from people, raw meat, and raw fruits and vegetables come in contact via hands, utensils, poor storage practices, and so on, with ready-to-eat foods. You can do the following to prevent cross-contamination. Minimize hand contact with food and wash your hands after touching any raw food. Separate raw and cooked foods. Use separate utensils to handle raw and cooked foods. The basic idea is to keep raw meat, raw seafood and fish, raw eggs, and untreated water away from cooked vegetables, cooked meat, cooked fish, and ready-to-eat foods like sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so on. Handling potentially hazardous foods with care. You also need to be mindful of potentially hazardous foods. These foods grow microbes more easily than other foods. Maintaining safe temperatures for cooked and stored food. Microbial contaminants, particularly bacteria, like things nice and warm. Environments that are either too hot or too cold impede bacterial growth. You can use this knowledge to keep your food safe.